This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. There will not be an exit from the Brexit. I'm saying this quite strongly, even though there is a lot of speculation right now that following the vote, the referendum of the majority of the British people, saying that Britain has to leave the EU, some say, well, let's reconsider and let's reverse the process. The New York Times wrote about it several days ago, saying there are five scenarios under which a Brexit could be reversed. But let me just tell you that this is not going to happen. None of those scenarios will fly. And the New York Times doesn't understand political realities, both in Europe and in Great Britain, and they most certainly do not understand biblical prophecy. First of all, let me show you a little bit what is going on in Europe to give you a flavor as to why there is not going to be an exit from the Brexit. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated June 28, saying this. Great Britain cannot expect special treatment during negotiations to leave the European Union, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said on Tuesday. Whoever wants to leave this family cannot expect to have no more obligations but to keep privileges, she said, adding that there will be no cherry-picking during the talks. There must be, and will be, a noticeable difference between whether a country wants to be a member of the European Union family or not, she said. Now, that was still mild in comparison to what Angela Merkel's coalition party, the SPD, said. They said that we have to have a tough stance on the UK. Those who decide against Europe must also face the consequences, said SPD faction head Thomas Oppermann. He also went on to say there cannot be an award for the exit, for nationalism, and for anti-Europeanism. Now, some have said that perhaps there still should be an open door for Great Britain to exit from the Brexit. But Angela Merkel ruled that out totally. According to Der Stern and Der Spiegel, and also the Associated Press, dated June 28, Angela Merkel does not see any possibility to stop and reverse the Brexit, which was voted upon, she said, by the British people. She added that, quote, all would be well advised to accept realities, and this is not the hour of wishful thinking. And then she also said that I fully expect that Britain will formalize the exit from the EU, invoking Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty. Now that is Germany. That is Europe. How about Great Britain? Now Mr. Cameron made it very clear. He said, we are going to go through with it. We are going to invoke Article 50, even though he said we'll have to wait a little bit, something the Europeans don't like to hear. But what about others? Now, of course, Mr. Boris Johnson just announced that he is not going to run for Prime Minister after Mr. Cameron resigns, and the Express wrote on June 30 that Home Secretary Theresa May ruled out a second referendum on membership of the bloc. Now, that's interesting because she originally campaigned against the Brexit. She was for Britain staying in the EU. She said, Brexit means Brexit. The campaign was fought, the vote was held, turnout was high, and the country gave their verdict. There must be no attempts to remain inside the EU, no attempts to rejoin it through the back door, and no second referendum. And she is now looked upon as the favorite for becoming the next prime minister. What does this all mean? What does this all mean for further developments in Europe? Now, here's an article by The Local, dated June 27, saying this. The foreign ministers of Germany and France on Monday called for ambitious steps to strengthen the European Union after Britain's shock vote to leave the bloc. And so you have the foreign ministers of France and Germany saying that Germany and France have a responsibility to strengthen solidarity and cohesion within the European Union. But here is the interesting point. They also said that there should be a willingness to accept multi-speed union. Again, the core European states coming together, 10 nations or groups of nations, as the Bible says, within the EU. They will lead the EU. And that is something which has been happening for a long time, actually, and it's going to continue to happen. But there's more which is going to happen. The Daily Mail wrote on June 29 that the foreign affairs chief of the EU has warned that Europe is unable to rely on NATO for its military without Britain, sparking worries that an EU army may have to be formed following the Brexit vote. And that is exactly, my friends, what is going to happen. See, England has always been opposed to this concept, and The Express added this on June 29. Downing Street had previously stated there was no prospect of an EU army. However, with Britain out of Europe, it will not be able to veto a treaty change on the combined force. And thinking about what's going on all over the world now, the attack in Istanbul and in other places, we can clearly see that Europe will be forced in their thinking to create a unified European army. And that is exactly what the Bible says. Now, we have been telling you these things for many, many years. And again, I'd like to ask you to request a free copy of our booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. This booklet explains from history, from archaeological records, and of course, most importantly, from the pages of the Bible, what is going to happen in Europe in the near future, what has happened throughout the centuries before, why the Brexit vote and the exit of Great Britain from the EU is so important in the light of biblical prophecy, and it tells you a lot more. You need this booklet. Please do yourself a favor and ask for a free copy. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.